Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN radio. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, here right in the heart of sport fishing here in San Diego. Wayne, Chris, and Tony from CCA California are here talking great stuff here about this organization and exciting news about the new Star Tournament.
Yeah, totally, man. We're having a great time talking fishing. We want to talk to you. Again, if you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, you got a question for the teams in CCA, you want to join us, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Been a busy morning. We do have one open phone line. Again, 213-432-1090. Or send us a text. Again, text the show. We got a lot of great text standing by, but another full hour and plenty of time to read your text. Again, that's available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Free download. Just fire your text off, man. We want to hear from you. And again, Pete mentioned in the earlier in the show, we are giving away such a killer prize at the end of the show today. And basically, one lucky caller or texter is going to win that. And we're going to determine that with a coin toss. We're going to have Tony flip a coin at the end of the show. And one side will designate whether it be a caller or a texter that is the big winner. And man, what a prize it is. An AFCO prize pack, including over a $100 assortment of the new AFCO Blue Fever lures and the AFCO knife kit, including two of the AFCO Boker fillet knives. A really killer prize at the end of today's show. And man, it's just been a good one. Lots of great phone calls. And as promised, it's time for the catch report. And today, that fishjoke.com report is happening. Have you filled up lately? Then you know gas prices are way up. And now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to their expanded Summit Gasoline and get those low, low prices on gas and diesel for your car, truck, or your trailer boat. Now they can accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel pumps. The bistro is full of all the great things that you need for a day on the water. Plus, you can get 100 pounds of free ice. You can say hi to Martha and their friendly staff. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always low prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. As promised, we're going to find out what's biting. We got Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Wayne, Chris, Tony. Man, you got the full house in there.
Yeah, we do.
Great show. Been fun listening to you guys. And, Tony, I recognize your voice from the BD reports that you do there. Congratulations on your new position.
Hey, awesome. Thank you so much.
So here we are, guys. We got mid-September, few days from actual winter, Christmas few days after that, getting to be that time of year. But even though we got the first real storm on the horizon coming here midweek, we got some really nice weather to get offshore this weekend. So here's a little insight into what's going on there. On the outside, San Nick got checked out this week. Surprisingly, no exotics. But, in terms of yellows and sea bass, no signal there. No shortage of sheephead or whitefish. Can't fish cods out there because of the regulations, but lots of sheephead and whitefish. Over at Santa Barbara Island, kind of the same setup in terms of the depth restrictions on the rockfish scenario. But there's also some squid around Santa Barbara. So here is some speculation, strictly speculation on my part based on a little history. So we got really nice weather this weekend. We got water at 60+, lots of bait around, midday high tide, very little wind. That's an absolutely perfect scenario for some bird school action over those big home guards that live up there at SPI pretty much year-round. So, again, strictly speculation, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised if some of that stuff pops up midday here today and tomorrow before the weather gets here. Something to check out there. Or at Catalina, been pretty good for this time of year. Halibut's a big news there. Steady action on really nice, great fish there, including some pretty big ones, all up and down the backside mostly. Squid and sardines both working. You guys want to target them bigger ones, catch tank little green mackerels and fish those with bigger halibut. Love mackerels there. Locally, still some pretty good bass fishing. Water, again, low 60s, stable, and it's clean. And that scenario leads me to a little a little road trip down memory lane here. So I had a customer in the store the other day, and he was asking me, we were talking about bass fishing and whatnot, and he's asking me about early signs of El Nino, because we got this El Nino scenario supposedly developing. So I was telling him about a trip that dates back 40 years to my little 18-foot jig-time skiff that fished everywhere, and we caught everything out of that thing. But I fished a lot of Huntington Beach at this time of year, and my buddy Greg and I had ran down and to an area where we fish out there. It's called the 108. There's a little wreck on some hard bottom out there. And usually that water is pea soup green and 56 to 58 at this time of year. So when we get down there, you know, I stick a hand in the water, it's kind of warm. Actually, it was 62. Purple blue. Bass were all suspended instead of right on the bottom. Biting full speed, and all the bass we were catching were throwing up red crabs. Now, we had no idea what was going on other than the fact this was some really crazy conditions to what we would normally see. And lo and behold, that turned out to be some early signal on the 82-83 El Nino, and we all know what happened those years. It was nothing short of spectacular for several years. So right now, comparing our water conditions to back then, you know, Tanner Bank was down to 60. It's back up to 62. Ooh. The weather buoy below Clemente there was down 61, 62. It's back up to 63. Most of the buoys along the coast are 62, 63. That's really nice water for this time of year. And then you look at the temp and the coral on Fish Dope, and you could see that channel of, you know, somewhat warm water and clean water bedding up the coast. It looks to me like we are in some of that early uphill push of El Nino, and El Nino is definitely developing from all the signal that we get from the tropics here. They've got the whole pretty well figured out.
I like that scenario, Mark.
It's shaping up, man. You better get all that tackle ready for them big blue fins and surface iron yellowtail fishing, which, you know, we typically see a lot of in these El Nino winters. And, you know, that good bass fishing all winter long. It's looking interesting. Looking good. I like it.
Perfect year to start the Star Tournament, that's for sure, you know, pending El Nino and stuff like that. And, of course, fishdope.com, they'll have all the information for you. Hey, fishdope.com, finally, after so many years, is raising their price. Still going to be pretty reasonable, $199 a year instead of $169 a year. But you can use the code HOOKUP NOW to save $30 now on a new fishdope.com membership. But if you renew your current membership before the end of the year, you're going to get it for the old price, $199. Even if there's $169. Even if there's 6-8 months left on your membership for fishdope.com, renew for another year and you get the old price. So just re-up your membership at fishdope.com. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of both of Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. And the phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, hey, I want to mention to Wayne, that is really good news about you guys working on that cow cod zone. You know, irrespective of being able to catch the cows, you can also catch them wings. Oh, my God, those things are tasty. So that's just awesome news, man.
Loving it. Can't wait.
Yeah. Keep up the good work. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for the report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
All right. See you later. Hey, I want to mention 1 week from tomorrow. 1 week from tomorrow, if you can believe it, is Christmas Eve.
Dude, that's wild.
Yeah.
I can't
and
believe anybody.
You know what that means? It's going to be the Christmas spectacular. Yeah,
all year long.
Mark Wish is not going to come down this year. He's so it's going to be right now. It's going to be Corey, myself, and Rick will be here, and you know we may hopefully get a token
better
appearance
be.
From Brandon
he
Bono.
Better be.
Yeah,
he's part of the team.
Yeah,
now,
he's part of the team. So we just got the shame in.
Well, it's a big deal. We have a huge panel of people that come.
Yeah.
On every year to judge, and he needs to be on that panel.
He needs to be on that panel, yeah, for sure. So that's 1 week from tomorrow, the Christmas Spectacular. You know what that means. Get your best take. We've had anything from stories, fish stories, poems, songs, all kinds of weird stuff too.
It's been wild over the year.
So I know it takes a lot of preparation for some of you people out there. So 1 week from tomorrow, the Christmas Spectacular. So you want to be sure to check that out.
Hey, well, while we're waiting for Marcos from C4 to continue with our catch report, we had a great text come through. Says, good morning, everyone. Another great show, and a huge thanks to the entire CCA team for their tireless work on behalf of all of us. I'm looking at the CCA California website right now, and I see that you're doing a CCA-hosted trip to the Amazon that looks incredible. Can you please talk a little bit about this? What's going on with it? What's going on with the trip? Are any of you guys going to be going along? And are you going to have any local California charters in 2024? Thanks for everything you do, Corey and Escondido.
Yeah, Corey, that's an exciting thing. This trip is the same one that Larry Dahlberg did for that Hunt for Big Fish. And it is a great trip. If you want to have a bucket list trip down to the Amazon, going down to Brazil. It's through Steve Yatomi's
Adventure Travel Alliance.
Yeah. They take care of all those arrangements.
He's a master of those Amazon.
Oh my God! If you've been following him, all those trips he does 8 months out of the year on travel. He put like 46,000 miles on. Anyways, but it's a beautiful trip. Yes. You can book it through us, take a deposit, put it down. But it's in October of next year.
So it you guys are doing the bookings at CCA California?
We've taken the deposits, and then Steve will take care of all the rest of it.
All right.
But it's a great opportunity. Go through our website, ccacalifornia.org.
Yeah.
How cool.
And you're going.
I am going.
Yeah.
I am going. It's a bucket list trip for me.
And when is the trip?
October of next year.
October of next year.
Yeah. And then so you have to figure out your arrangements down to Brazil, and then he takes care of everything from there.
Yeah, but he's very helpful when
they can help you with those, too.
Yeah.
But they don't know where you're coming from, so they can't.
And are you doing some other charters, too?
Chris can talk about the rest of the charters.
Yeah, we're actually doing those right now. We're negotiating all the contracts and all that, but we do have a charter. We actually just put our first one up, but more to come on the charters for all of the different regions from here to San Diego, all the way up to Morro Bay, too. So we're going to have a trip everywhere in between. And, speaking of that Amazon trip, an old friend of ours is also going to go, Mr. Kevin Nakata.
Oh, Kevin Nakata, the Sea Samurai.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's also going to
join. River Samurai.
Yeah, the River Samurai.
Yeah, so it's limited to 19 head count, and it's a mothership trip going out on smaller, like a panga type thing.
That sounds great.
Where you go out and you go up and down the river, and so you come back to air-conditioned rooms every night, and we're getting the big boat. So it's a very fun trip. I cannot wait to do it.
The size
of the peacock bass and fish with big teeth and all that kind of stuff, it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, and sounds like luxury trips, because a lot of those things are like tent camps almost, right?
No, we're not doing that.
Yeah, no, this is like the real. It's almost like long-range fishing for peacocks.
Exactly.
Yeah, sounds great. So just ccacalifornia.org and find out more information on that for sure. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones, Rick, while we're waiting for Marcos.
Yeah, how about this time we talk to Rich? He's calling us from Bradley this morning. Rich, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, glad to do it. I've got a scenario that has happened to us with the shifting rock cod regulations this year. Our strategy for skiff fishermen on the central coast has always been head for the deep water early because right around lunchtime the wind comes up. And when it didn't come up, we would then head in for halibut. But now with the later half of the season being 300 foot only, if you've got rockfish in your boat, you can't do that anymore. And I'm wondering if this program is kind of like the government temporary government program that's nothing more permanent than a temporary government program, or do you see a potential shift or this program evolving?
It's going to evolve. We have been very, very vocal about the limitations and the unintended consequences of this current action. The problem is that we got to get the ground fish problem fixed, right? The stock assessments and the models so that we can properly manage the species within the depths. And if we can do that, then the rest of these regs can go back to normal. But right now, this is more of an emergency measure. They tried to figure out a way to give opportunity to the fishermen instead of closing things down. It just didn't work the way they had intended it to. So that's why we're working on the 20-fathom line and some other things to try to open up other areas and opportunities for people.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call, Rich. Appreciate that. Hey, question from Bob in Huntington Beach. He says, a question for CCA Group. How are the conservation efforts going off the Orange County coast for mako and thresher sharks? Is the stock building? I don't know whether you guys are involved in shark conservation or not, but Chris?
Not to my knowledge. I mean, yeah. Wayne would be better at that.
Yeah, so
under the bus throw.
Yeah. Well, nice talk.
Yeah, well played.
Yeah.
Well played.
How did
the shark fishing, what we've done is we've been working with the department on that. You know, it's hard because all of us used to do mako and thresher fishing for a lot of years. But the problem that you have is if you take away the top of the food chain, everything else goes with it, right? So we've been working with them on trying to educate people on sharking, on how important they are to the ecosystems and the management of our fisheries and other fur babies that are out there, and that, you know, we just need to be conservative in the approach and what we're doing. If we do, then everything will be fine. They'll come back along with all the other species because there's enough things for them to eat.
There's so much more awareness today about shark fishing and the lack of shark fishing, and I think that's the future of that fishery, is rather than, you know, being proud hanging up these giant makos or threshers or stuff like that, people are more aware. It's like, well, maybe that's not such a good idea to go target those species that are actually so important to the ecosystem.
The balance.
That's the word I was looking for, the balance. So
every time you lose your favorite 45 to a sea lion that ate your yellowtail, like that's one thing that could have been eaten by a mako shark.
Yeah. One thing that is so exciting is to watch those photos or videos of those giant mako sharks throwing up a sea lion in the air. That's just like, it just does my heart good when I see that. You know? That's why you don't want to kill those mako sharks.
Let them swim, fam.
Yeah. Let them, they need to eat.
That's right.
You know, those big sharks
keep
need
them
to eat.
Hungry.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are 100% packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to the team from CCA. Why don't we next up talk to Kevin? He's called us from Pacific Beach. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning. I want to give regards to CPA for what they do. I mean, we haven't been able to change the closures, but they did do the depth on the rock cod, which a blessing to people like you and I, Rick, that love rock fishing. And my resort was, when they did that, they took my bumping grounds from South City Street all the way up to Winnipeg, which was I could go out my doorstep and fish every day after work. Now, I couldn't, but that being said, you know, you and I resource, and I go out far, and I went to Mexico, and I fish 1,400 feet, and I catch a species that you and I know of, and just unlimited fish out there, so we would do that, but you could also kill patty fish and do all that, but CPA, now that they made the depth limit better here, now we can fish a 9, all this stuff on the bridges, which is absolutely great. You know,
it has been fun,
guys.
Totally.
It had, and then it'd be nice, and like being able to fish the 60-mile bank for cod, that's just like epic.
So much fun.
Yeah.
I'd just like to make one PSA, though. Please, 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 if you go down south of the border and fish, please, if you're on your boat, fill out your
Declaration
of Importation paperwork. Please fill that out. That is important.
Yeah, it has. And because you get stopped and you don't have it, you're going to get cited, right?
And they'll take your fish.
Yeah, and they'll take your fish.
That's the real tragedy.
Yeah, for sure. So, and respect the regulations that the Mexicans have with the various rockfish, too, for sure. Very important. Very important. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, great text here from John in Carson. And let me bring it up here. And he says, good morning, everyone. I'm going to join CCA at the Bart Hall Long Beach show. Will you have discounted admission for joining? I know you talked about that. Let's talk about that a little more.
Yeah, so with the Star Tournament being introduced at the shows this year.
So the first show is going to be the Bart Hall show, which is where the first opportunity for the Star Tournament.
Yeah, coming up in January in 3 or 4 short weeks. So a little bit of a change this year. We're actually not going to have an outside booth this year. But but we're going to expand inside the booth because we have a massive boat to promote.
Yes.
So it logistically it was a nightmare and all that. So we're going to have a massive booth inside. We're not going to offer it.
You're going to have the Parker 18 with the 150 Yamaha in the booth.
That's the plan.
Wow.
That's the plan.
Wow.
So we're not going to have an outside booth. No entry to get in this year. But when you come inside, we're going to offer three different show packages. We're bringing back our normal show package for $50 rather than $60 last year because of the loss of the entry. That basically includes your membership, your swag bag, a T-shirt this year, the brand new T-shirt, and then also we're going to have the Star Show package, which we talked about earlier, and then the Lifetime Membership package too. So all kinds of ways to join CCA. You can also just join if you just have $40. You can join for $40 too.
So let's see if we can get this out of them. The Lifetime Membership package, you mentioned there's some CCA stuff. Kind of give us a little expanded idea of what that package looks like.
Well,
yeah, wait, hold that, Chris. Okay. Come on.
Yeah.
So I'll give you one perk. How about that? We're actually going to include the brand new AFCO Tackle Backpack.
Wow. Hey.
Included in that.
Nice.
Also, inside is going to be a little Plano box full of AFCO jigs that we were just talking about earlier.
The Blue Fever jigs.
Yeah. So that's all going to be included. I'm working on a couple other items to include in there. But really, all kinds of ways to join. We're also going to offer a promotion if you enroll in our Contribute to Conservation program, which is our monthly donation deal for $20 a month. It just hits your credit card. Pete, I know you belong to that.
Yep.
Thank you. All that, you're going to get a little gift, too, that's going to be worth well more than $20. So it's all kinds of good stuff going on at the shows, and we're really looking forward to it.
And why is that Contribute to Conservation so important?
You know, it is crucial to our success. It's painless for everyone.
It is. I mean, I just see a little ding on my credit card every month, and it's automatic.
Yeah. And
it's a 501c3 contribution that is tax deductible.
We are a 501c3 organization. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, really that's the most effective. People ask me all the time, what's the most effective way that doesn't cost a lot of money and all that? That's actually it. It's basically the same price as a cup of coffee from Starbucks nowadays. But ultimately that's the best way. Imagine if we get 1,000 people enrolled at $20. Imagine how many more resources we can have, how many more Waynes we can go hire to go do all the important stuff. And really, that's the painless way to help us out in the most productive way.
I have a technical question for you.
Sure.
I'm on the CCA board, the state board. Can I join the Star Tournament?
I believe you can.
Okay.
Hey.
All right. Wayne?
Only employees.
Base, Wayne?
Yeah.
Only employees. You guys are the employees.
Yes.
So as a CCA board member, I can be in the Star Tournament.
As far as
so Wayne's kind of going, wait a minute here.
Very serious sign up.
Yeah. we'll have to discuss that, right? Maybe the next board meeting.
Silence is loud.
Extremely loud.
I want to be in that tournament, man.
The only thing I want to add to the Bart Hall Show is we will have the CDFW panel on Saturday at the Mammoth Stage. Please come join, ask the questions. We'll have the wardens, we'll have staff. It's wildlife and fishing. Come bring your questions. We're trying to get OPC there to talk about 30 by 30, but there's a lot of things going on. If you have issues with this ground fish, they need to hear it. You know, same thing with sheep's head, lingcod, any of it, California halibut, everything's on the plate right
bring
now.
Bring it.
Yeah, bring it to that Saturday show.
All right. I guess Marcos is kind of MIA this morning.
I mean, as Tony said, it's been a little bit of a slow week for the
I know San Diego's
here.
Out of the water, you know, getting fixed up and a lot of other stuff.
Tributes out of the water. I think for the most part, exactly what it is.
So that wraps up our catch report today, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Hey, coming soon, I was talking to Mary Lee the other day, all new and easier online booking system for your fish processing on your long-range trips, plus addition of new team members, a lot of great new people involved there. It's going to continue to make Fisherman's Processing far ahead of the rest. Same-day capacity is going to be expanded and better customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com. Mike Lum's on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Thank you for squeezing me in here. As a full house you got down there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
I know you're a CCA board member and a very hard worker for CCA.
Thank you very much. So
I'm very happy to see Tony join the team, and I know between the three people you have there with you, we are in much better hands today than we were just a few years ago. And I just want to encourage all of the listeners, please support CCA. The annual membership is the first step, and support them any way you can. This new STAR tournament is a great opportunity, and that monthly contribution that was just talked about that Chris brought up is truly the easiest and best way to support CCA. And you determine the amount. You can cancel it at any time, but there's not a more efficient, painless way to support CCA on a year-round basis than to go to their website and hit the donate button, and within 30 seconds you can be donating on a monthly basis. And I just can't tell you how important it is that all anglers get involved and do that.
Yeah, even if it's $10 a month, $20 a month, just a something there that shows that you're supporting the efforts for the future of our fishery. Good point, Mike.
Well, it may not seem like a lot, but when you do it collectively, I think Chris used the example of 1,000 people, and that's a very realistic number. That would make the difference of bringing on more staff, doing more work, and it's endless. The amount of work that is out there to be done is truly endless, and we need good people, and we need the public supporting those efforts. Otherwise, we just can't make it happen. So please, whichever way suits your needs, the best, I encourage you to do multiple things. Even the guys that sign on to be life members. Signing up to be a life member once and thinking you're never going to do anything again is really not the answer either. You need to be a life member and now participate in a start tournament every year. That would be another additional way to do it. So we're on the right track, and we got the right people, and I'm very very happy to see the progress.
That's awesome, man. Yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
So Mike holds a lot of hats, and the other hat is he's very involved in the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea Friends of Rollo program. And how is the Win Rollo's Rod program going?
You know, it's been fantastic, Pete. I think it's been a week now since we kicked that off. And for those that didn't hear last week, we're selling our annual raffle tickets to benefit the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea program. And we do that for months. We sell these raffle tickets for months. The big drawing will be at Day at the Docks on April 7th. But one of the promotions to sell more raffle tickets is we're giving away this custom CalStar jig stick that was made by Yo's and presented to Rollo. He fished it. It was one of his favorite rods. And we gave it away a few years ago, and the lucky winner was our good friend Cliff Friend. And Cliff passed away this year, unfortunately, and his family decided that it would be a good thing to donate the rod back to us, and so we're replicating the promotion. We kicked that off last week, and if you'd like to participate in that drawing for that special rod, you need to give a phone call to our friend Tim Baker at 951-264-7382, or send him an email, win@rollokids.org, and all you need to do is leave your name and telephone number. He'll call you back and sell you the raffle tickets. To participate in the Rollo Rod giveaway, it takes a book of tickets. That's going to be $200, and we'll give you 5 additional tickets, plus 1 entry into the rod. We're going to give the rod away on Christmas Eve. I don't know the exact number we're at right now, but it's somewhere between 40 and 50.
Nice.
People have entered that since last week, which is fabulous, and we thank each and every one of them. But if you'd like to get involved in that special opportunity, give Tim a call at 951-264-7382, and he'll get you going. We'll give that rod away, like I said, on Christmas Eve. We'll still have all the entries for the drawing back, you know, on April 7th.
Absolutely, yeah. You get the 25 tickets into the drawing, in addition to that bonus of having to win a piece of history there, Rollo's Rod, which is really cool. Mike, thanks for all you do. Appreciate your support of CCA, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, and everything else you do. And thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys.
All right. And don't forget, we also do the on all the RP trips. They do a special tournament for the largest yellowtail, and half the proceeds go to Rollo.
Really?
Rollo jackpot.
Yep, Rollo jackpot. Rollo jackpot. It's very cool. Very easy.
Absolutely. As and appropriate.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Hello, anglers. It's not often second chances become reality when we are fishing. However, sometimes a second chance happens when you least expect it. This is Tim with Friends of Rollo, and several years ago we raffled off Rollo's custom CalStar jig stick. The winner, Cliff Friend, was a longtime supporter of the Rollo program, and the family has just donated this rod back to us. Friends of Rollo is going to give someone a second chance to own Rollo's personal jig stick. Entering Rollo's rod raffle is easy. Simply purchase a book of 2024 grand raffle tickets, and you will get an entry into the drawing. The winner will be drawn on December 24th. What better Christmas present to give yourself than a piece of fishing history? Books and tickets are $200, and Friends of Rollo will give each person that buys a book 5 tickets free. Tickets can be purchased by contacting us at win@rollokids.org or by calling 951-264-7382. On behalf of all of us at Friends of Rollo, good luck.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hey anglers, John Erdy here with Visit Mammoth. We've been a proud sponsor of the Kids Fish Free Trout Pond at the Hall Family Shows for more than a decade. Stop by our booth at the Bart Hall Shows and find out why Mammoth Lakes is such a special place to visit. Plan your trip now at visitmammoth.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. So much killer info with Wayne, Chris, and Tony here from CCA. Again, if you want to be part of the show, still plenty of time. 213-432-1090 is our phone number, or keep those texts rolling in on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to John? He's got us from Huntington Beach this morning. John, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as always. Yeah, I'm a CCA member and a veteran also, and I was curious what kind of programs you guys do that support veterans and just kind of wondered what you do for them.
Yeah, so great question. The vets hold a special place in all of our hearts at CCA. Throughout the year, a lot of our chapters actually hold vets trips in coordination with groups like the Elks Lodge and the American Legion and all those other groups. So be on the lookout for some more vets trips from us in 2024. But, you know, we always try and treat those guys with utmost respect and treat them well.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much. Hey, Rob in Seal Beach says, hey, I'm already a lifetime member with CCA. Will you have any kind of specials that I can take advantage of at the Bart Hall show?
Great question. So we've been trying to, you know, over the last couple of years, at least ever since I've been around, we've been trying to answer this question because a lot of our life members, you know, we don't want to leave them out in the cold or anything like that. But we're trying to come up with different perks. So by becoming a life member of CCA, we offer, I had mentioned earlier, basically free entry into your local chapter banquet. And then also what we've started to do was every email. We've treated our life members very similar to our Contribute to Conservation Program members as well, where every month they'll get an email with discount codes from our different sponsors. So one month we gave away, I think, 20 or 25% off from AFCO on their website. The other month we did same thing with Okuma. I know Promar has also been generous with us. So more to come on that in 2024, more of that. We're lining up more sponsors on that front, but life members are so important to us. That's absolutely 100% true. And we're actually one of the few states or one of the only states to actually get as many life members in eight short years. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's saying something.
Yeah. Many.
Yeah,
I mean,
you guys have been working hard at it.
To my knowledge, I think other CCA states, probably are at the same level of life members as we are.
Really?
And we've only been around for 8 years.
8 years.
It's crazy.
That's outstanding.
I could be wrong, but that's what I thought.
No, but that's how.
Actually, we're in the top 10 out of the 19 states.
Is that right?
Already in 8 years.
In life members.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fantastic. Good. Shows you that how much support there is out there from our anglers out there. And the other thing we haven't talked a lot about is volunteering for CCA. Mm-hmm. And that's so important, right? Wayne, Chris, Tony?
Absolutely.
Yeah. 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 So each of our nine chapters now, wow, it's really weird to say that, nine, and more to come as well. Each one of our different local boards are all 100% volunteers. So we need those guys throughout the whole year, not just at the shows in the beginning of the year. But there's so many different opportunities, all these different events that pop up between, you know, seminars and banquets, obviously, and fundraisers and charters and everything.
And who coordinates all that?
That's basically us two right there.
Yeah.
Also in coordination with our local chapter presidents as well.
So, okay. I want to volunteer. How do I do it? How does that happen?
Best way to do it is go on our website, ccacalifornia.org, hit the Contact Us button. You have the contact info for all three of us. Send us an email, and we'll get you in touch with our local chapter presidents in your area.
And then you can see what they need as far as volunteers helping out.
Yeah.
You come up with a new idea that you want to present to them,
yeah,
like a new opportunity, an event, or something like that.
Yeah.
It's all volunteer-based, so if you have somebody that wants to run something, you know, we're open to it, right? Because we can't stretch any farther than what we're going now at this point. So we need people to volunteer and step up and help and do events.
What yeah. about an idea for a fundraiser?
It's always right? on the table.
Always welcomed.
Yeah. Yeah,
always.
You have nine chapters and you've seen a lot of successful events and fundraising things. What have been some of like the standouts over the years that have been like the most successful from the different chapters up and down the beach?
Gosh, I mean, there's so many to choose from. But the ones that stand out, you know, obviously, the barbecue up in L.A. is always going to be tradition and always going to be a fun one, led by John Bellotti and Robbie Gannon now. And but somewhat, just to give you guys an example of this past year, we had a really fun event at Topgolf. Have you guys been? It's epic.
Yeah.
Topgolf out in IE. We had a couple different golf tournaments that were super fun. You know, I think we're going to do a poker night up in Channel Islands. So all kinds of fun events. We're trying to – that's really been our emphasis the last couple of years, is just actually putting more fun funds and fun into fundraising. But really, you know, no one really wants to go down, just get fleeced, and not have fun, right? So we're really trying to push the fun aspect of
that. Because these events
are the major source of fundraising for
absolutely
CCA.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And where do those funds go, Wayne?
Those funds go to help with our lobbying efforts, our support expenses. I mean, to travel up and down this state to do all the lobbying and to attend all the meetings that we do, it's expensive. And now we're trying to grow, right? We now have a new office in Oceanside because we had to get out of our houses because our wives were getting on us. So, you know, the expenses as we grow are going to go up. And then, you know, the lobbying things, so what we have to do to work within our government agencies, councils, commissions, legislators, all that expense is out there. And it is not cheap. Fundraising, though, if you really want, I mean, we did a really good one in Channel Islands this year. That Tyler did a really good job up there. Mm-hmm. We have tried a lot of different things. Crawfish boils. We did the Apps and Taps, which is the local breweries. We're trying all these different ones because it's really about reaching the local population. What do they want, right? What do they want to do to have fun? And that's what we're looking for. Have fun. Raise some money. Let's go, you know, and then talk a little bit about fishing.
It's amazing how much, you know, when you give your local chapter the freedom to actually do what they want, it's amazing how much work how much more work that they put into an event that they can put their name behind.
Yeah, Orange County with the golf tournament.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. A lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, like that San Diego chapter with the apps and taps. Correct. Those guys put a lot of work into that.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. David Chavez, Arnie, Dave Rohde, I mean, all friends of the show. And they're putting a lot of work into their brand or into their event in 2024. We're going to have the same event, but we're moving it to Marina Village this year.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be a nice little venue change. And it's going to be fun.
Waterfront.
Yeah. Yeah. Little dock party vibes.
Yeah.
That's what we're calling it.
A lot easier to park, too.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, here's a great text here from Gabe in Carson City, Nevada, listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Hi, guys. Another informative show. I live in northern Nevada, and I fish a lot on the California side of the Sierras. I was wondering if CCA Watch is going on the inland waterways. I know the coast is enough of a fill your plate, but don't want to leave the inland waterways up the Trout Unlimited.
Yeah, unfortunately, CCA is Coastal Conservation Association, so we are the marine-based side of the advocacy.
So it's all ocean.
But we don't stop there. If you think about what we did with the 365 license, that was for everybody,
yes.
All fishermen. So, me personally, I represent as much as I can on the freshwater side because I'm going to be at the meetings anyway, and I'm a freshwater fisherman as much as I'm a saltwater fisherman. So I do watch it, but our focus from CCA standpoint is marine.
Yeah.
Coastal.
It's a lot of crossover, too.
Yeah, for sure.
And look at salmon is a good example.
And I know the Southwest Council Federation of Fly Fishers does a lot of advocacy for the trout fishery, too. So that's kind of the entity, but CCA is not.
Not a freshwater.
Not a freshwater entity.
Yeah.
Okay, good question.
All right. Hey, another great text. This was good morning to Wayne and crew and everybody there. Question is for all of us as members of CCA looking forward to the tournament. And then my question in particular is for Wayne. Any news on the wind farms? That's from Jeff in Huntington Beach.
Yeah, that process is ongoing. It is a big beast. It is happening up in Central and Northern California. Leases have been sold. They're going to go through their environmental impact studies. They did create a fishing advisory group, and that's going to start getting in place. It's just an ongoing effort. It's not going to go away. It is going to happen. It's just what are the impacts to our community, our resources, our harbors, bays, marinas, right? Because that infrastructure's got to get put somewhere. And then what that's going to do to impact our fishing communities, our traffic, restricted fishing areas over time. It's all in play right now.
A lot going
on.
A lot.
Yeah. Hey, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. They are 100% packed solid. This time we're going to talk to Dennis. He's calling us from Claremont this morning. What's up, Dennis? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, guys. Another beautiful day in San Diego. I wanted to ask Wayne a couple of questions. I do a lot of volunteer work for the last 20 years with youth groups like Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and disabled community. Do you ever interact with groups like that? Can they come and help at events or become members in some way?
Absolutely. We are always looking for opportunities to work with other groups. We do our kids' events. in conjunction with SAC, the Department of Fish and Wildlife, and the Rollo. And we're always working on those events. That's an opportunity to not only bring the youth out, but it's also an opportunity to have them help. We are looking always at doing events like beach cleanups and other environmental things that they can come out and then help with their badge. We can also put programs together where we can work with them on the, like what the California Fishing Passport Program is, where we can actually teach them and help them with one of their badges, you know, with the tying and the sustainability of fish, and we can talk about marine resources, advocacy stuff. There's all these different areas. It's just coming up with each group and how they want to participate and help, and we just tie them in with the local chapter normally.
I know you work a lot closely with Captain Rallo's Kids of Sea, Friends of Rallo, and taking kids fishing, too.
We do.
And joining, joining that group.
We do that in conjunction with Department of Fish and Wildlife and SAC with the boats. That program has all the potential in the world to keep expanding.
Absolutely.
Right? It comes down to efforts of volunteers and having the right resources to run those things.
Yeah.
But yes, we absolutely want to expand it. We want to expand it up the coast because there's a lot of underserved communities where kids really need access to the ocean, and we want to help them.
Absolutely. Tony, what's your favorite part of your new job?
Wow, that's silence.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Yeah.
You know what? So for me, I've always stood behind conservation. I've always stood behind fishing, excuse me. And so for me, you know, I feel like I'm such a small piece of the pie and I'm like a nobody, you know. So to be able to sit in a room with industry leaders, people that I've looked up to, you know, I won't say my whole life, but for a pretty good chunk of it, to me, it's also humbling, but it's like, wow, this is how we can start making a difference right here, is meeting these people and expanding my network and what I know with people that obviously know a lot more than I do.
Yeah.
It's very overwhelming.
I'm looking forward to seeing, I'm looking forward to see Tony. Like, she represents like a group of people that I would guess aren't as involved in CCA. She's young, super enthusiastic, super informed and well involved with the sport boat community.
Yeah.
She's a woman. She's an angler. Like, I mean, I just feel like there's a large group of people that, like, you know, you have such good access to that are probably not already CCA members.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of retired guys. There's a lot of retired Waynes out there that are members of CCA, but there's not as many people that are as young as you are that are as into sport boat fishing. And I think that there's like a big group that like you relate to so well, and I think that you have like a huge success potential coming your way, and I'm going to be huge for CC. I'm really excited.
I think you're the perfect
person for the job.
I hope so. But you know, that wasn't always my goal, you know, being a woman on the water. Or being a woman deckhand, you know, for me, I love to fish. I love being out on the water. For me, it was a no-brainer.
That's why I think it's so perfect.
You know?
Yeah, you weren't there for the rah-rah moment. It's because it was your passion and your lifetime. That's what you did.
Yeah.
I love it.
Exactly.
That's cool. Good for you. I think you're going to bring a lot of great stuff to see.
Totally.
Excited about it. Mm-hmm. Hey, I have Jim Salazar, the
lobster
guru himself, says, will the upcoming Star Tournament have any separate divisions for kids or kayaks?
Not separate for kayaks nor kids, unfortunately. That's coming soon, hopefully, in the next couple of years. But
the format caters to
everything. Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't need a kayak division.
It doesn't need it, yeah.
Yeah. So, Jimmy, not specifically kayaks or anything. But
Jimmy, you don't need a handicap anyways. What are you talking
about? Exactly.
Now, there's not a lobster division either, is there?
No lobster.
No lobster.
No.
Okay.
No. But, I mean, for our first ever Star Tournament out in California, I think our main goal was to just basically keep it simple, making sure it's very inclusive to everyone, because we have so many different fisheries and different you know, people that from all walks of life that want to participate. So this is a perfect avenue for that.
Yeah. Let's jump back in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Arnie, calling from Vista this morning. Good morning, Arnie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Pete, Ricky, Wayne, Chris, and Tony. One thing I'd like to say to the three of you, Wayne, Chris, and Tony, it's kind of interesting how I got involved with CCA. It was just kind of like a Let's Talk Up the road, and Wayne came up, and I walked up, and I was kind of interested. What the heck is a CCA thing? And he was very cool about the way he approached me about it. It wasn't hard sell. He kept feeding me information. I kept seeing him around the different events. And basically, he gave me the information for me to make the decision on my own. And it's really but one of the most rewarding things I've done here in the last few years. Chris, I got to give it to you, buddy. You listen to a lot of stuff that I throw at you all the time for ideas for stuff. Some not good. Some have worked out really well. And to Tony, I really look forward to working with you. I see the passion you have for this, and that is so important. And I'd like to say, we just need to get the word out to everybody that if you want to fish, guys, you got to get involved. You got to get involved. You got to get your hands dirty. Come help us at Dot Online events. Come participate. And we need, because we just need your help so badly.
So well said, Arnie. And thank you for all your hard work and all your hard contributions.
Yeah, let's give him credit because the Charter Challenge was Arnie's idea.
Yeah.
That was his little brainchild that we did. The evolution of that now is going into the Star Tournament. So it was just an evolutionary process.
And that's my point earlier. We talked about how people can help and volunteer. Bring ideas. Bring new fundraising ideas. And those are super important.
Yeah, all those super, super fun. Arnie, I got to give you credit, man. That was definitely, and that actually happened, funny story, just at the Bart Hall or Fred Hall show at the time a couple of years ago. We just were just at, in the booth just hanging out, and we'd come up with that idea. Caused a lot of heartache but when it came down to it, but it was super, super fun.
That's cool. Hey, for the CCA leaders, this is a text. I'm a CCA supporter, and I've been a CCA member for a long time. I love to fish for king salmon up in Avila Beach in San Francisco. Wayne, can you give us a rundown on what you see happening for next year's salmon season? That's from John in Huntington Beach.
Yeah, unfortunately, the salmon season, as it happened this year, it's not looking really good right now. We'll be talking more about that as we go into the first of the year. That always happens in the first quarter. But unfortunately, it's still not looking really good on the returns and everything.
It's improving.
It's going to improve just because we're staying off of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the returns of the natural stock and all of the water things that are going on, it's just not there yet. And, you know, it's a hard decision to make. And I there's no easy answer on that.
It's tough.
It's unfortunate, sir. I wish I could open it up. And I wish we could open it up because I want to go fish for it, too.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, thanks for the text, and thanks for that, too. Appreciate it.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's winning that killer AFCO package. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, everyone. James Holst here with Norse Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norse Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest-lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36-volt, and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norse Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com, that's norsklithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norse Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norse Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen, for fishermen in Mission Bay.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a pro-power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time. Tony's going to do us the honor. Flip the prize coin. We'll see if we got a caller or a texter win in today.
Oh,
do it.
Go for it.
Let's do it.
Hit the deck there. Flip it up.
I'm either going to make someone
We have a caller today, so all congratulations. Right. That's Kevin in Pacific Beach. You've got yourself a full AFCO prize pack. Kevin, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. And, AFCO will be sending that to you. And, boy, Wayne and your team here, fabulous show.
Yeah, awesome.
Thanks
you guys.
For all
really
you guys
cool.
do. And I know it's a huge relief to hear to have. I know when we added Chris, as a, been, what, how long has it been, Chris? A
couple, 5.5 years.
No, come on.
Has it really?
5.5 years. And now Tony adding on. That's going to be such a great thing.
And just to announce, he just got promoted to assistant director, senior assistant director.
All right. And do you have a title too?
Assistant director.
Okay. All right. So senior assistant director. And then Wayne. There. Thank you guys for all
you.
You're doing. And
yeah,
thanks.
Thank you. Thanks to everybody out there who helped us out.
And it was Chief Big Daddy, right? Is that what
it was?
Chief Big Daddy. Making sure I wanted to. Yeah. I remember it was 2 hours ago. I just wanted to make sure I had it right.
Just
Chief
sure.
Big Daddy.
Yeah. And so excited about the Star Tournament.
Yeah, you guys.
Yeah. And that's coming up. Check out all that. You're going to start taking membership or actually. Start entries at the Fred Hall shows or the Bart Hall shows.
Yeah, definitely at the Bart Hall shows, but we're going to open up registration a little early, the first week of January.
First week of January. And can you register on ccacalifornia.org?
You can. Okay. ccacalifornia.org/star or even better, join cca.org. Click on the Star Tournament button. Our button's
there
gonna
is going to be a button on the website.
Yep.
Okay,
yep, for sure.
And you can join. If you're already a member, it's just $40. If you're not a member, you can join CCA and then join for $40. And that's for the entire, how many days?
14 weeks.
14 weeks.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks,
Memorial
guys.
Day to Labor Day.
All right. Appreciate that. Hey, thanks to Christian for manning the phones and manning the board. And thanks to all of you out there for your texts, your phone calls, and your support of Let's Talk Hookup. We sincerely appreciate that. We will be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Rick and I will be right in here, the world's headquarters, with Captain Brian Woolley from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. That's going to be fun, talking bass and lots of good stuff there from Captain Brian Woolley. Thanks for listening today, and of course, thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app, and we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.